Welcome to the CrossFit to Weight War podcast, where we talk about health, fitness, and explore the local community of Fenton, Michigan. We're your hosts, Jen and Andrew Charlesworth. Want to visit us? Head over to www.crossfittoweightbore.com or check us out on Instagram at CrossFitToWeightBore.
Welcome to the CrossFit to Weightbore fitness and podcast, and Merry Christmas!
You said fitness and podcast.
Merry Christmas! What are we talking about today, Sweet Pea?
Fitness and Fenton podcast.
Sure.
Babe. We're talking about the I'll be happy when... mentality.
You saw that on Instagram?
Yeah, I was scrolling through Instagram today, and it just made me stop for a second because I think a lot of times, which is kind of a natural thing, we live in this, especially in the gym, the mentality of when I get to this weight, when I get like even body weight, when I get this skill, when I do this, then I'll be happy. And I think that can turn into a bit of a dangerous spiral of maybe not even enjoying the journey that you're on. So I guess we can talk about if I know I've experienced that, you've experienced that. So maybe just dive into that and how we've kind of gotten through that, I guess.
Yeah, I really like that.
Cool.
So let me just, so the key components of this is going to be, how to avoid the, I'll be happy when I clean 315 pounds. I'll be happy when I'm at 5% or less body fat. I'll be happy when my Fran time is this. I'll be happy when, and what are the pros of that? Because there are pros and what are the cons? So let's have you start. Talk about your own personal journey, maybe whether it be workout wise, body composition wise, or something wise, and talk about the good that came from it and then the bad from it, and then where that happy middle is.
Okay. So I've always had, I've set performance goals, you know, at a competitive level, but I've never really had that mentality of I'll be happy when I have this weight on the bar or something, because I've always enjoyed the journey of training, but I have that for sure when it comes to body fat percentage or a certain body composition or even like a weight. And I think a lot of women fall into that trap. Like, I just want to be this weight and then I'll be happy. And I've learned over time is that I've set a goal for that. I'll be happy when I get to this weight, and then I get there and I still don't feel that good about it. I'm like, cool, well, now what?
Right.
It's always like the now what? Now what do I got to that weight. Now what do I do? And for me, that really changed how I look at food and I guess diet, you could say, because I realize that I actually enjoy eating healthy. I enjoy the process of making good meals and things like that. So I've kind of gotten over that in terms of my nutrition or body composition, I should say.
Yeah. Sheree Chan, you had that article. I'm sure you can find it somewhere. She's a good friend of ours and a mentor, and she's great. And she said my abs are selfish article, right? Because she kind of went through that same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was never really satisfied with that until I realized that it was actually the process of being healthy that I really enjoyed.
What were the pros, though, of you know, was it the discipline? Was it the regimen? Like, what are the pros of you chasing those goals?
I know that I feel better about myself, whether my body composition changes or not, when I'm disciplined with my food.
Okay.
It makes me feel good mentally. Like I could be really disciplined with my food over a course of 3 months, maybe not change any sort of body composition or weight, and I'll feel better about myself.
Cool.
So that's kind of what I go by now. Like, hey, discipline with my food now isn't to have a certain body composition. It's more toward just feeling good mentally and feeling accomplished, because like our training's changed. Mine has changed.
Yeah.
I love, my freaking favorite thing is taking 9:30 class every day. Sorry, you don't get to take it because you're usually coaching. I love working out for an hour a day with our people and just aiming toward health. And that's what we're about.
Okay. I like that. also for women, I'll go next, but like you always wanted to clean 200 pounds.
Yeah.
I have multiple times of you on my phone getting under, and this was at her, you know, CrossFit Regionals fittest, like getting under a 200 pound bar with you at that time, maybe a 132 body weight, mm-hmm. you know, and you not, that was always been a goal of yours. And I always said, pursue, this is coming from the guy's point of view. I said, pursue that over worrying about your body weight, your whatever. And you did do that and you listened to me and that helped the other stuff that helped your aesthetics, that helped, not that that's what we're talking about, but I mean, think back to 2013 when I was like, don't worry, like, let's get some more food and get some more calories and we'll scotch a, you know, we'll just have a scotch of some Halo burger.
You made me chubby. Yes.
but it was in the world of you chasing that 200 pound thing. And then when the cardio bumped up, when the Metcons bumped up, you know, when it was time to more get ready for the open for you, you added extra muscle, you slimmed down on some of the, mm-hmm. what you just said, chunkiness, and you looked awesome. You're like, wow, I look great. And yeah. So you got over that mental thing of like, oh, I might be heavier for a minute sort of thing.
It's chasing performance, which is a lot of what we do.
Yeah.
You and I go through this. I'm going to eat more carbs than I normally do. I'm going to feel like this in the gym, but I'm going to feel like this in real life. Like for you, eating carbs in the gym helps your performance, but you feel like crap after. So we both prefer lower carb. Performance wise, I feel great on lower carb.
Yeah. I don't feel bad at it. Yeah. We don't want to get too sciencey in it, but it's more on the, you know, actually having, you know, glycogen inside of the muscle to use and contract for high anaerobic efforts tends to be 20-30% better. And that's a maybe.
Right.
That's a maybe. But since I know that, it's like a, okay. And that's only on a short workout. That speaks nothing to over about 7 minutes anyway.
We did do the pros, right? We didn't do the cons.
Yeah. We're still on you. Well, I mean, this will be a full podcast of you and then me, and then we're done. I mean, mm-hmm. So the pros were
feeling disciplined
mentally. What are the cons of you? The cons of you having a goal. Remember, if you just forgot what the hell we're talking about, basically this is designed to say, I'll be happy when, and when you aspire to that goal. So the pro is you feel disciplined.
Yeah.
The con is,
I also feel very stressed.
Okay. Stressed.
Because, well, I should say when I'm in my element, in my routine during the week, I feel great. I love it. Then we go out to dinner or we travel or it's the Saturday night, you know, staff meal. And I'm like, oh no, it's stressing me out to think that I could derail my progress or always, I felt like I was always on the verge of failing. Always on the verge of failing. And sometimes I would fail, which we all do. We know when we're on some sort of restrictive diet at some point, but I would feel so bad about myself failing that it almost was a little bit disordered in a sense where I would feel like I erased all of my progress through one meal.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah. And that's why even like thinking about, well, I just want to be this weight or this body fat, it actually, it stresses me out and I can't do it anymore. I more eat, you know, I recently, after a summer of HelloFresh meals, got a little up there, but I knew I didn't feel as good because I wasn't mentally doing what makes me feel good, which was weighing and measuring my food.
Okay.
So yeah, even though I feel disciplined and great mentally, sometimes it stresses me out.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was my, I'll be happy when,
okay,
which was a certain weight, body composition. And I think the main thing is, again, just enjoying the process of eating.
Yeah.
Enjoying what you eat and knowing that like the food that you eat is your fuel. You know, you're doing a great service for your body. Aside from composition, you're literally going in the opposite direction from chronic disease.
Yeah.
So
that's good stuff.
What's your I'll be happy when?
Man, I don't know. I was going to go one way. I was trying to stay present and not think too hard. Hmm. But I don't think mine has anything to do with food. I don't really care. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, yeah. That's just one thing.
Yeah, no. But and that's good that you spoke on that, though, because it's, I feel like with women, that connects a lot more. Mm-hmm. And with guys, I feel like it's a performance in the gym sort of deal. it's a certain weight. I don't know. It might even be getting a certain chick. Like, there, I'm serious. All those things are like a, I'll be happy when I'm, I bench 315 by 10 and I've gotten that mysterious, like, woman of my dream sort of deal. And so
I think for you, if I can
go ahead and speak for me, talk to me.
It's, we do this for the business all the time. I'll be happy when we have 220 members.
Oh my Lord. Yeah.
I'll be happy when we have 3 rental homes. I'll be happy when, and it's like, then we get them or that happens. And are we happy or did we, but I think
you're really talking to me, not you.
I know, but I think we're pretty good at enjoying the journey.
Yeah. I struggle with that obviously way more than you do.
Yeah.
Way more.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're just being honest, I think for me, the I'll be happy when was what?
I swallowed a bubble.
Ooh, did I feel okay?
Hurts really bad.
ZV, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll take it over. The I'll be happy when was always focused on performance. Mm-hmm. And the chip on the shoulder sort of thing. I've not only established that at a super young age, I've defeated it, I've wrestled with it, and I've figured it out. And my always happy was when I beat them, whoever them is. Most people, I don't know, they know that I'm in a business that involves kind of somewhat of a bodybuilding thingy as well. And so a lot of people
say thingy.
Yeah, a lot of people have watched Pumping Iron, and there's a guy on there, Mike Katz. I think it was Mike Katz. He says in there that when he was a kid, he used to just, instead of going to prom or the dances, he would go run on the track.
Mm-hmm.
He's a football player. They made fun of him, because he's a little slow. And he always used to be like, I'll show them. And he said, I never know who them was, but I'll show them. And that's kind of what got his passion ignited. I think he might have played pro football for a little bit. I don't know. And that's always lived in me from, I don't know, forever.
That's how you were with basketball.
That's how I was with basketball.
You were essentially a minority on your team.
Well, on that team, yeah. But I was also a little chunky and unathletic.
Sorry.
Just in general, in the prep sports world, I was too short, not athletic enough. I had skills. I was a good team player. I hustled, all that stuff. But I never got the highlights of, you know, the guy. And I never got to show what I thought I was capable of until I had a breakthrough. And the only time I ever had a breakthrough was when I literally put my mind outside of my body and just played unconscious, if you will.
Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy about the I'll be happy when or I'll show them?
Yeah.
It's kind of a dead end.
It's an, because
who is, because when you're like, I did it, I showed them doesn't care.
Yeah.
And I'll be happy when you get there and you're like, okay, now what?
Well, and that's where I struggle with, because everything I ever have set out to do, I've accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to constantly be making up new goals. And in that time, you do kind of lose track of the process. I think I heard John Wentworth, if you will, maybe he'll listen to this. Brandon, take care of that. He said, I'm satisfied, but I'm not content. Or I'm content, and I'm not satisfied.
You're always messing up.
Whatever one it is, it doesn't matter. Like,
he's content, but he's not satisfied.
He's content, but he's not satisfied, right? Like, I feel the exact same way. Like, I'm content with my fitness, not satisfied. I'm content with, you know, where I'm at professionally, not satisfied. And I think that I'll be happy when, for me, doesn't really exist.
I think that's a growth mindset, though.
It is.
I'm content but not satisfied, yeah. Because just like anything you name, whether it's business, fitness, or life, you know, we especially.
But I think people, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I don't want to sound like that makes me seem cool, because that's not necessarily cool, because there's cons to that.
Well, the cons are that it's really hard to just be present.
It's really hard to be present. It's really hard to shut off. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to enjoy the small wins. It's hard to appreciate those, because you're like, oh.
I just picture myself literally, like, I just opened my eyes in the morning and you're in my face like, hey, we got to do this, this, and this. I'm like, can I just like open my pupils for 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, just let me have my time.
You can.
Let me wake up and enjoy this one moment before you are not barking down my neck of all the things that we have to do, which I do appreciate. You're content, but you're not satisfied. And I'm that same way because everything I've set out to do, I've accomplished.
Yeah.
But it can be exhausting.
For sure. That's a big con of that. It can be exhausting. If, you know, for those of you who want a clean 315, I've cleaned 315. What happens after you do that? You want 335 because it looks better on a bar than 315.
Oh, that's funny. I always say CrossFitters as a mindset, like as a population, we're so greedy because someone will get a Gary Jarvis comes to mind.
Yeah.
The handstand push-up workout.
Oh, man. He'll never be satisfied with his performance.
Because 2 years ago, he got 0 handstand push-ups, and this time he got 12. And he's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, congratulations. You got so many.
Yeah.
You got 12 more handstand push-ups, and he's still not satisfied.
That's that's such a fantastic way. I mean, I think of Gary for that. And on the opposite end, too, all people want to wonder how Pam's always so super happy and whatever. It's because she enjoys the process.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't really, like, she gets really happy when she does well. And then when she doesn't do, in her eyes, that great, it doesn't even matter because she gave her best effort. And she's so happy for other people. She's happy. That is so contagious. Mm-hmm. When you start doing that, I mean, she's done that maybe her whole life. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that mindset, you can't lose.
And I think that you actually asked me that after the open workout. Did I give my best effort?
Yeah.
And the answer was yes. And I think being proud of yourself in whatever moment that you give your best effort is how you enjoy the journey. Because if you're like, wow, I got my 12 handstand pushups, but it wasn't my best effort, then it's okay to be upset about that.
Yeah.
But if you freaking gave your best effort and you enjoyed that moment of being like, I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah.
And then the next thing would be this. I need to get that. I think that's a way to enjoy the journey, like stopping and being like, hey, you know, did I give my best effort? I'm pretty proud of myself. And it sounds so rudimentary of like,
no, that's not rudimentary. You
know, well, it sounds like this is giving a kid a lesson, but I think as adults though, we forget the small things that really can make us stop and enjoy life as is right now.
Well, it just boils back to playing, you know, if you played sports, a lot of times these were learned in team sports, I guess in individual sports. I never played an individual sport, but you could lose and not give your best effort and the coach would probably be pissed. Hey, we just beat that team because we're more talented. Let's talk about it. Let's celebrate in the locker room. Let's mess around and, like, you know, dance funny. Coach will come in and be like, I'm absolutely so disappointed in everyone's effort, even though we won. You won, like, you had no class when you won.
Mm-hmm.
You just beat that team because of your talent. They worked harder than you. They truly have the win. And I mean, it can go the opposite way too.
A character win.
It can. Like, I would never be upset if I was watching one of my, you know, son or daughter or whatever, and they gave their best effort and it simply wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
That's okay. Cause that's how life works. But if they, which could happen, right? Let's just say magically we have a boy who's 6'6", which is not going to happen, has your hands. Your giant hands and your athleticism and my skill and ability to shoot and work ethic.
NBA.
And yeah. And then he theoretically just dunks on a kid in sixth grade and then points at him. We don't have this is a theoretical kid, but he would have to come back home to me and write a mea culpa, if you will. That stands for, an apology letter in Spanish, I believe. Jamie, any Holy Family people will think, well, that one's funny, but I would be so furious.
Yeah.
And I think what you just said in the gym, we got to challenge ourselves with that.
Yeah.
When you don't set these insane goals and think of yourself as a failure and you just work hard at it and mm-hmm. you give your best effort, things will come. I think of Matt Zonigan, like, you know, him and Mystic are so funny. Mystic magically turned over a muscle up and and Zahn's working on it, and he's like so close, like Zahn's so close, but he's not even like he could go home and be like, "This is stupid, man. Mystic turned over a muscle up, just like randomly, just got it out of sheer like momentum and not caring if he freaking flew himself over the bar on accident and died." He's not doing that.
But
he's truly enjoying the process of it.
And also that comparison, one of my favorite quotes, is a
thief of joy. Man, that's a good one.
So that if we're comparing ourselves to other people's progress, we literally forget our own.
Sure. I think we can keep going. Just keep riding it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was something that I've had to learn about competing in any sport or whatever. You do compete against other people.
Yeah.
It's kind of our nature, but if you're constantly comparing, like, well, she did this and I didn't do that, and she lost the weight so much faster, whatever, whatever, then you're just projecting all of your energy outward to other people, and you're taking it away from yourself.
Yeah.
Which means, number one, you're probably not working as hard on yourself as you could. And number two, you're forgetting any progress that you've accomplished.
Right, which is... And sometimes that's our job. If we come up to you and tell you something good that you've been doing, please don't think it's just because we want to take your money and you to stay here. We notice those things.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, out of the 160 some people there at the gym right now, I notice the smallest little things of progress and joy of you when you accomplish these things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the simple thing of Jackie getting 115 over her head.
Yep. 10 times.
10 times. She, brought her to tears because she had no concept that she could do that.
Mm-hmm. Becca also PR'd her clean and jerk 10 times.
All the people who got, look at Trisha, got one pistol. I mean, Trisha's a 5 year of this. She could sit here and be like, "I've been here 5 years. Why don't I have a bar muscle up?" And it's like, no. She literally, Trisha couldn't, she lifted, there's an 11 pound bar. She wasn't allowed to lift with the 11 pound bar and with more than 10s on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to talk about progress. It's super easy just to be like, look at this 21 year old or look at Jordan, Jordan all of a sudden just goes from coming in here. She's got 30 ring muscle ups now. Okay. Let's just look at her background. Look at the amount of time this is her sport. This is her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think our gym does a really good job of not comparing. But even if you're subconsciously doing it.
Sometimes I catch people doing it. And I want to be like, but you're so special.
But you are. You are. I mean, you're a unique snowflake.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But I mean, I think that it's not a healthy, it's not an unhealthy comparison. For me, when I see someone.
You can have goals, if you will, and admiration.
Yeah. Admiration for sure. Or I see someone get their PR clean and jerk, whether it's more or less than mine, it inspires me to work a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I see someone like, wow, they look really great, they've been dialed in with their food, it inspires me to dial myself in more, as opposed to being like, well, they just did this, this, and this, or this comes easy for them.
Yeah.
So I think our gym as a whole does a really good job of, like you said, I think it's human nature to compare a little bit. But it's more of an inspiration thing than it is as a jealousy thing.
Well, I think too, now we're getting into the fuzzy waters of comparison versus competition, because those are also two different things.
Mm.
I'm still on the front lines of competition is the number one thing that makes America the greatest superpower that it still is today. Quote Jack Burns from Meet the Parents. That's still the truth. But people can take competition and have no class and turn into what I would refer to as a doucher. You know what I mean? Like that's,
here's a perfect example.
Give me it.
Our gym, I was trying to explain the new guy, Justin, I was trying to explain to him the concept of hardcore casual, where we take our training as a gym pretty seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have goals as a community. We strive to be the best we can be at any point in time in the gym. And that's important. We're hardcore in terms of training, but then we leave the gym. We're pretty casual about it. It's not, I shouldn't say we're casual, but we're not douchers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the result was, and here's my favorite thing telling him about, at any point in time, you walk into the gym and people have no qualms about scaling workouts.
Yeah.
Hey, like my favorite one was Jeremy the other day. For the dumbbell snatches, he's like, "God, I'm just not feeling it. I'm going to grab the 35. Mm-hmm. That was a women's RX weight, 35.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
No. And he got a better workout.
He
got a better workout on that day.
For him that day.
For him that day.
Because of how he was feeling. And our members just have no problem being like, yeah, just I'm just going to scale this today.
Yep.
Get the best workout they can. And if you look at the open in Michigan, overall, for every person that signed up.
I'm going to pull it up again.
Comparing
just so we
to
know.
Last we saw on Wednesday, we were second in the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
If you pulled our top 10, we were first in the state of Michigan, which totally unexpected.
Yeah.
Did you expect that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You did?
You know, I did because everybody wants, let me do it.
I'll get it.
Everybody, I did expect that because we scale smart. We work out smart. We bias workouts towards this as our test of fitness. The open is like an annual yearly physical for some people. Maybe some people don't go to the doctor and they just look, they're like, oh, if I don't drop off too crazy in the open, then we're not there. So that felt really good.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Yeah. Either way, felt great. Going from there, I think the biggest thing about the competitiveness versus comparison is you have to learn how to have class.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line, is having class.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremy just exhibits an extreme example of class by figuring out how he felt on that day,
mm-hmm.
attacking that day.
Yep.
And getting better in that day.
Heck yeah. So. That's really what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about dropping the ego and just making sure that you're staying in your lane.
Yep.
Right. For that day is like something just felt like he should do the workout as he felt. He didn't
yep.
worry about whatever anyone else was doing.
Yep.
Because ego can go good or bad.
Yep.
It can. It's what drives you to be competitive or push yourself to be better. But it also can get in the way and hinder you.
Oh, for sure.
So it's like riding that fine line of ego pushing you in the wrong direction and ego pushing you in the right direction.
Yep. And I mean, I don't think that I almost see like unfair having the coaches that I've had in my life teach me how to, or, you know, win or lose with class.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important. So important. So that thing is have fun. You can still have fun
mm-hmm.
in terms of competition.
Yeah.
But just don't take it too seriously, or you might drive yourself back into the I'm only going to be happy when mentality.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
You got anything else?
No, I actually really enjoyed this discussion.
This was really good.
Figuring out kind of all that stuff. So last week of the open this week. We're going to bring it. And hopefully no one tore their hands that I knew of.
No.
On the muscle up. So that's good. Mystic is doing it tonight at 8. If we can get this podcast
cool.
out in time, they're leaving for Nashville. So they'll be there tonight at 8. Have a great day, guys. Thanks for listening.